you know, it's become part of the news, and I hope we can educate everybody. But these fertilizer plants are very safe, and they have met all the regulations with TCEQ and the EPA. You also got to understand, in a small town, and this time of year, where, you know, we are in a drought, but we have been blessed with a little bit of rain. So this plant was at full capacity. It, you know, from an agriculture perspective, if you're looking at the GPS or the Google Maps of before the scene, you can look at the number of buggies and different fertilizer application instruments in the field. I mean, this is a big farming community, and it's time to put fertilizer down to grow the crops that help feed this country and this state. So, you know, it was just they had a large number of rail cars in, probably. I mean, there's still a lot to learn about where we were in this process, but they do everything at an incredible level. The technology we have in agriculture today is second to none with our water use and our fertilizer use. And so, you know, this was a freak accident. There was a fire. When we find out how that fire developed, we'll understand it. But it was not, there's no danger near the fertilizer plant. It was just a freak accident. But trust me, that group up there does a fine job. I know the gentleman that runs it, and he is truly a friend.